The Haftarah that we're going to read this coming Shabbos, which is the Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh, is a Haftarah that in some respects is almost inexplicable, incomprehensible. The Gemara in front of you in Daf Mem Hei, in Masechet Menachos, the Gemara already poses a number of questions on the Haftarah. Maybe we'll just first overview the Haftarah quickly, and then we will just mention the Gemara Menachos, and then attempt to present the perspective of the Haftarah. It begins here on page 241 of this Chumashim. Kol ha'amah aretz hi wa la'truma azos la'nasi b'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to be involved in the Truma, and the Nasi is going to be involved. Now, we don't really know whom the Nasi is, but the Mefarshim, Rashi, on the spot, here in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Ches, and many other Mefarshim as well, assume that the Nasi that we are talking about, says Rashi, this is Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Omer ani shanasi azeh bekoyin golo medaber. The nasi is the koyin golo. V'chein kol anasi shebeinyan. That's one opinion. And then Rashi quotes the second opinion that we're talking about in Melach, about the king. You'll see why this is relevant in a few moments. The Navi then goes on in the Cheskel, the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh, and this comes Shabbos and Pasuk Yitzayim. Be'al Nasi Yiyeh Ha'olos V'amincha V'anesach. He's Achrayus of these Karbanos. V'achagim V'chadashim V'achshamosos V'chol V'adei Beis Yisrael. Hu Yaseh Esachatos Esamincha V'esaholu V'esashlomim L'chaper V'yad Beis Yisrael. So apparently there's some sort of kapara that's being achieved here via the conduit of the Kohen Gadol. And now the Navi goes on to describe Karbanos that we are not familiar with Bichlal. That's to say, Karbanos that have clearly no connection to the particular days that we are addressing. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Barishon Be'echad HaChodesh. We're talking about Chodesh Nisan is Rishon Be'echad HaChodesh. That's the Tzukim that we're going to read as well in the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas HaChodesh. In Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Lachem V'Chodesh Hashanah. So the Ramban is a famous comment. Why is Nisan considered to be the first month? We know the Gemara has a machlokes that when was the world created? Was it created in Nisan? Was it created in Tishrei? But Nisan is the month which we generally speak utilize in the context of all the Tanakh. When the Tanakh describes different months, so they are counted from Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is considered to be the Chodesh HaGeula, the Chodesh of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and essentially that became the barometer. I'm not going to the Ramban now, but that's how the Ramban describes the Parshas Bo. So here also, we're talking about Barishon Bechol HaChodesh, Amrosh Chodesh Nisan. You're supposed to take the Kohen, that is, Par Ben Bokot Tomim, V'chiteso Es Avimash. And then it goes on in the next series of Psukim, I'm not going to read all of them, but the Yutes, V'lokach HaKohen Midam HaChatos, V'nosan HaMuzuzes HaBayis, taking some of the Dam of the Karbon Chatos and applying it to the doorposts and on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and on and on. V'asikha, V'chein Tase, V'shivu HaKodesh, V'ish Shogyo, V'pesi, V'chipadir HaBayis. There seems to be some inyan of Kapor for Beis Yisrael, and Kapor as well, as the Pasuk says, for the Beis HaMikdash. And then it goes on. Chaval Barisho Be'abasa Yom HaChodesh Yelachem HaPasach Chag Shavuos Yom Yimasa Ziyadah, that we know. 7 days eating matzah. And now we have, next Pasuk speaks about a korban again. And during the 7 days of Chav Gimel, Shivas Yimeachad Yasa Olu Hashem, Shivas Porim, Shivas Nilu Tzmin Mayom, Shivas Hayomim, the Chatzah Sivizim Hayom, and then the Rabbi speaks about Mincha and the like. The problem is these karbanos are not known to us. They're not found in Chumash. So what's happening over here? So the Gemara Menachos that you have in front of you. Here's another one. I'm sorry. Thank you. The Gemara Nachas on Daf Mem Hei, it's in the brackets over here. The Gemara essentially posed this question. And in the context of just abbreviating the entire Gemara, we'll just read after the first bracket, five lines down. Because we don't have any understanding of what's going on here. Karbanos that are not known to us on these particular days. They were talking about miluim, the context that we've been reading about. As you know, Pasha Shmini is the context of miluim, and here also the context of miluim is also found earlier in Shmos. So these miluim were three times mentioned in Tanakh, once in Shmos, and once in Shmini, and once in the days of Ezra. Now apparently this is also a kind of miluim, but this is miluim, as we'll see in a moment, which is relevant to us in Lovo. Tanya Nabi Yochi, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Pasha Zuh Eliyahu, Asa the Dorsha, Amal Rabbi Yossi, Biluim Hekiru, Be'ezra, Kedar Shekiru, Menoshe, Amalot, Tanu Al Dai Chashi, Nachta Dai, Somehow you calm me down by making this kind of statement, Eliyahu will dash it. The only problem is we don't know exactly where Eliyahu will dash it. How we resolved all the difficulties. The Gemara doesn't tell us. And then towards the bottom of this piece as well, the Gemara then, from the brackets on the bottom, just count about seven lines up. There was one person decided this is going to be his project. He's going to try to resolve and try to present some sort of solution to this issue. The karbanos that are, as I said, not found in Chumash, but yet they're found here in Yecheskel, in this parak. Wow, what a statement. If not for this person, the Gemara says, Chanina ben Chizkia, Chazal would have put Sefer Yecheskel and Genizah, show you Dvarav Sosin Divrei Torah. There's a stira between the Kabbalahs that he mentions here and those found in Chumash. So the Gemara says, Ma'asa, Hela Shlosh Miros Gabi Shemen, Yashim Baliyah Vidosho. He took 300 casks of Shemen, clearly designed to last extend the period of time, and sat in an aliyah in some attic and decided that he's going to resolve the matter. The only problem is, again, the Gemara does not tell us what the resolution was. So here we have a rather complex, complicated difficulty, and we don't know exactly what the solution is. And we do know one thing, that this is happening when? That seems to be the critical day. And these are kavanos that are going to be often the Masa Mashiach. That also seems to be embedded here in the text. Now, just by way of background to this entire discussion, we'll just mention one or two items that probably are well known to you. But we will just attempt to utilize them in order to understand the context of what's happening over here. There's going to be some sort of Chanukah HaMizbeach as well. There's some sort of miluim that's taking place over here, some festive kind of event, ostensibly Yom HaMashiach. Now, there's a big machlokes, the Rambam, the Rambam, but I'm not going to go into the details of it. But it's a well-known machlokes regarding the status of the Mokam HaMikdash Bizmanenu. It's irrelevant to many sugyos in Shas. The Gemara's a machlokes, whether Kedusha Rishonah, Kitchel L'Shaita, Kitchel L'Sadavo, the initial Kedusha, when the Beis Hamikdash was imprinted with Kedusha, did that remain or was it undone by the conquest of Babel and Nebuchadnezzar? And that's generally the assumption. What about Kedusha Shniyah? Again, the same problem. Kitchel L'Shaita and Kitchel L'Asalavo or not. But the Rambam has a famous Shita that even though the Kedusha was batel, the Gabi, all of Eretz Yisrael, with one exception, the Mokam HaMikdash. Mokam HaMikdash remained Kadosh. It's based on the Mishnah Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah says, Vashimosis Mitishechem, that even though the Mokam is Shomein, but the venue, the locus, LLCUS, the geographic spot of the Mokam HaMikdash, the Kedusha is maintained. Because that Kedusha is based on the presence of the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah and the Betela. It's true, you can undo a conquest. The conquest of the Nebuchadnezzar and the Babel undid the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael when it was the Skadish. Initially, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, However, the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash, and it could be according to the Rambam, including Yerushalayim as well, is based on the presence of the Shechina, and that cannot be undone. Shechina and Beteil. This is the subject of Machlokes in the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Ravid, in Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Haptir, the Ravid is holding on the Rambam, and the Rambam, his opinion is rejected by the Ravid. His contention is that even the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was only extant, only operative, is man shev Zavidash HaYakayim. Only when the Hamidash was in its glorious kind of state. So now there is no Kedusha. So then the question is, according to both the Rambam and the Ravid, we have to understand what exactly is happening over here in this context. So I'll just mention a famous Kiddush of the Netziv. The Netziv has this Kiddush in his Tshuva's Meshav Dabar. And in the middle of a Tshuva, where he's discussing actually in Yoni Shmita, the issue of Heta Mechira Beretz Yisrael. Dafka, in the middle of that Tshuva, the Netziv actually relates to this HaTorah. And he tells us, according to the Rambam, that the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash is lost in Lavo, was forever, that the presence of the Shechina. But there's one issue, according to the Rambam, which this HaTorah is going to rectify. What issue is that? The Torah tells us, once we go into a mode of Churban, V'ashimosi Adiz V'kdishetem, Sukkum V'ayikra, V'lo Ariach, Riach Nichochachem. Pasuk says the Chumash. Hashem says, I'm not going to favor your karbanos. Lo ariach b'riach nichochachem. Everyone knows that we want all karbanos to be the riach nichochach Hashem. It should be, I think they usually translate it, savory in the eyes of Hashem, pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. We say Hashem alokeinu b'yamcha yisrael b'zilasam is connected this idea that we want the karban to be l'ratzom. So that's what happened in the time of the Churban HaMikdash. Even according to the Rambam, that the Kedusha remained, but the Kabbalists were no longer the Ratzon. That's what all the Nevi'im, to say there, Yibyo, Yishayo, Yecheskel, they lambast Klal Yisrael. Because we thought that a Karban is an end in itself, but it's not. It's only a means to an end. We thought the Karban is a kind of talisman. I don't mean wearing a talis, but a talisman in the sense of being a kind of segula that has inherent kind of value, but that's not the case. All of these elements, karbanos and the like, are only a means to an end. To come closer to Hashem Yisbarach, to be dovah to Hashem Yisbarach, but they're not an end in itself. The Rambam writes this many times around the Buchim, and he repeats the idea that Klal Yisrael thought, Eichal Hashem, Eichal Hashem, Eichal Hashem, Eichal Hashem, somehow it has inherent kind of qualities, and therefore, that's how they that was their perspective, which was an incorrect kind of perspective. So according to the Rambam, that we're going to build a Mizbeach and bring Karbanos. However, these Karbanos will be the Ratzon of the Hashem. That's the Chiddush of this Parsha. That's how the Netziv understands the Rambam. Now, according to the Ravid, there's even a better understanding, namely that we're going to bring Karbanos, and once again, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will be restored. This is talking about Moshiach, Lasadovo, the Miluim, and so in fact, we have two different perspectives, that of the Rambam and that of the Ravid, but Bechozos, this particular Haftarah clearly is futuristic in nature. It's a Haftarah which is lost in love. The Rambam is saying that we'll be able to bring Karbanos, and these Karbanos will in fact be able to be brought because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will be restored to its former pristine glory and value. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha is extant, it's still there, but it will be now the Ratzon.
What? I'm not playing around anymore.
So, now we'd like to examine a bit further what the Gemara says. Actually, we know the Gemara has in a few times it mentions that there's a stira of two psukim in Tanakh regarding Mashiach. Ani Hashem be'itach yishena. That's a contradiction inherently. Ani Hashem be'ita, that Hashem is going to bring about Mashiach. Be'ita bismana. Ach yishena means I will expedite. I will hasten the process of bringing Mashiach. Says the Gemara, zochu ach yishena. Lo zochu be'ita. If we're zochu, it will be hasten. When that's zochu, then it will be be'ita. It will be in its time. So that's how the Gemara resolves that stira, which is embedded in the pasuk itself. So here the Rambam is saying that we know Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at a certain time, there's going to be a zman kavua for the binyan on his be'ach, and in effect, once the miluim are over, the 8th day of the miluim, once again, the Beis HaMikdash will be operating, and therefore, the what the Rambam is telling us, almost there's a kind of, in some respects, perhaps it could be even Achishena, even brought about earlier, and the Kohen Gadol is going to bring now all these Karbanos, Mer Pesach, all the Tisselkis. That's what the Rambam here is telling us. Now, Rashi also quotes in Yechezkel.
So that implies that everything's going to pretty much be the same.
That's right. But that's what Machlokes, as you know, maybe I'll get to that in a few moments since you raised the issue. But Rashi quotes here, both in the Perish on Yechezkel, and Rashi also brings them in the Gemara Melachos, that this fact that the Chacham wanted to be done, he said in Yechezkel, what Kabbalahs were supposed to bring on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh, whatever it may be. Here, all the Kabbalahs, as I said, are not found in Chumash. Ben Mahosin, Ben Ligra. Line away, not a positive, not a negative. So that's what the Gemara brings, that two different opinions. And these opinions are also quoted here by the Radak. I cannot hold them before him that cite these particular opinions. So the reason why I'm mentioning this, because again, in terms of Alan Strashlita, what he just mentioned, which is also quite relevant, the Balbin discusses this issue. The Balbin says here that the machlokes between these two Amoraim, the Yavas and the Darsha, or there is a resolution, is really telling what's going to be lost in Bava. Namely, is there going to be a change in Teva? Will there be a complete and total change of nature? Pasuk says in Shayom, the Gar Zev and Keves, the Namem Dirimas. That's pretty good. That a Zev, a wolf, will be able to live with a Keves, with a sheep, Minamer, a leopard with a D, Yirbats. They'll lie together. So that would seem to indicate a complete transformation of nature. Many Mishonim hold there'll be a change of Teva. Of course, who does not hold like that? The Rama, the Dark of HaKadosh. The Rama said, no, there will not be any change in nature. He quotes, again, many, many proofs. The Gemara says, Amen. The only distinction will be there will be peace among the nations. You will not have a Russia, Ukraine, milchama, a fight to the finish. That will clearly end. That will completely be eliminated. But in terms of the Teva, and in terms of mitzvahs, again, the question is, will they be mishtana? And so, again, Eliyahu HaNavi, he's coming into the picture. The other one says, no, we'll remain with the Teva. And this seems to be also Mahomes in the 2 days of the Gemara. It's not the Malbin. Somehow saw these 2 days of the Gemara. But what's relevant is a number of other questions out here are very difficult to understand. The entire Haftarah talks about the Kohen Gadol operating. So the question is, when is the only time during the year where we need exclusively a Kohen Gadol? Yom Kippur. The only time in the year that we need exclusively a Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur. So why is the Kohen Gadol? Why does he have here? He's the central figure, the central persona that's involved over here. So there's a Rashi in Masechet Megillah. Rashi writes over there, you need Kohen Gadol even for the Pasha of the Kohen Moshiach. That's found in Vayikra. And you have also Parahel and Dovah Shel Tzibur. Tosfos over there in Megillah and Tosfos Kedushin argues and says, you only need a Kohen Gadol if you have Kippur. So the question, why do we need a Kohen Gadol here for Karbanos? Why is it necessary? Why is that?
Why animals come
the Nasi. That's the assumption of the Yerushalayim over here. The Nasi, who is essentially the main figure, is the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi writes, Malcolm assumes like that. Other Yerushalayim say it as well. That's their assumption. I mean, the question, of course, is that, as I said, this is the subject of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas. Tosfos says that Kohen Gadol is only if you have Kippur, so why does he need a loss of love for these Karbanos? Why is this necessary? Now, Chumash, there's another difficulty. You look at the MR. Now that you are on the case here, in Parshas Emor, there the Torah speaks of that at the end. The Torah presents Halogas Neros. So there, it mentions the Perek Chavdalid. It's on page 309 of this pagination here, of this Chumash. By Davi Hashem Moshe Ring, when Sabbath B'nai Yisrael, Yichwei Lecho, Shem and Zayi Zoh, Kosav Amor, Valos named Tommy, the Hussa brothers of Ages, well, Yarav also Aaron and Aaron Aboka, the Hashem, Tommy, who got some of the Menorah Sefer. Pasuk says that who's mounting the Menorah? Aaron, Dr. the Kohen Gadol. Correct, the Ramban, others also asked this Kasha. It's not true. Why Dr. the Kohen Gadol? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Tzabe now, you'll also see something of a similar nature with reference to the Haktaras Haktaris. As far as the Torah that was offered up on a daily basis at the end of the parasha, page 208, Paraglavi. So there the Torah says, reading Pasuk Zayin, Victor Allah Aram Torah Samin Baboki Baboki Betiwa Sadir Sakti Vedo. And then it mentions the menorah also Aaron HaKohen. Uvahalos Aaron HaSaneres ben Havai Gaktivena, Torah Sama, the Hashem Dorah Seifem. So he also is Mashka Dafka the Kohen Gadol. In fact, the Ramban, that this also is not correct, like he did. But Dafka, the Kohen Gadol has to be the one who does these Avodos. And this is also discussed by the Sfarno a number of times, I think both in Pashas Nemar, and also I believe in Tetzaveh, that regarding the menorah the Torah, so I understand why in Yom Kippur you require Aaron HaKohen. The Pasuk says very clearly, Nachamemos, beginning of Nachamemos. There the Torah says, Bezol Siyavah Aaron HaKodesh, Mephad Bebog Lachat Zvay La'olog, Tzedet Bakodesh Yilbosh, Mephad Zivad Yu Al-Besoro, Yamdin Bad Yachkor, Mephad Bad Yisno, beginning of Nachamemos here, page 289, Perek Tezayin, Nachamemos. There I understand why Aaron is obviously critical. Because in Yom Kippur, he's the one who does the avoda. But here, in the Pesukim in Yechezkel, where the Navi speaks about, again, the Nasi, which is the Kohen Gadol, so the question is why? The kasha that the Ramban asks in both places in Emor, the Tzabe, is the kasha that's relevant over here. So there's one maskana and bitpakesh. There's one inexorable maskana that one has to come to, and that's the maskana that clearly is an authentic, a correct one. When do I need Kohen Gadol? Whenever there's Asheras Hashrino. So the Sforno has a famous position, and he writes that during our peregrinations in the Midbar, when we had the Mishkan, the entire period of time that we had the Mishkan, so that status for the Mishkan was the same status as Yom Kippur. Throughout our entire 40 years of wandering, a massive Kiddush. The Pasuk says, if you remember, you certainly remember the Pasuk, Ki Anan Hashem Al Mishkan Yomam. At the end of the Kudeh, page 236. So the Sforno, this is one of the places where he says this Kiddush. During this entire period of time of our wandering in the desert, but during our sojourn and during the peregrinations, and we had a Mishkan that obviously was Malava us, accompanied us, a portable Hasina, where the Ramban learned the Mishkan. So that was the status of literally Yom Kippur on an ongoing basis. And therefore, Asheras Hashrino, Yom Kippur, that, of course, is going to, has to be handled by whom? By the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Sforno says, and the Sforno claims that was only during that 40-year period in the Midbar was that unknown present Asheras Hashrino. However, now this is exactly the, what we have to extrapolate from that Sforno. That's exactly what's going to happen. Lasi Lobo with our Torah Becheskel. And Lasi Lobo, the Madrega of Gil Shechina of Anan, on the Bayom, Esh Balayla, but even more, only the Karbanos are going to be brought. Lasi Lobo had to be Dafka brought by the Kohen Gadol. And also, there's not any contradiction between what it says in Chumash and what it says over here, because here, this is a projection Lasi Lobo. And that's what the Navi is talking about, the Esa Mashiach. And that Lasi Lobo essentially is the restoration, according to the Sforno, would be a restoration of the 40-year pre-regulation during the Midbar, where we achieve that status, that Madrega of Asheras Hashchina, Anan Hashem Al Mishkan Yomam, that's going to be as well, Lasi Lobo, and perhaps it'll even be more intense Gil Shechina, even greater than the Gil Shechina that existed when we had the Mishkan and then we had the Mikdash. So this is in order to resolve the many, many issues. The Gemara doesn't resolve for us. The Gemara presents two opinions. Eliyahu Hanavi Yosef the Darsha. Well, the Gemara says, we're going to work it out. He sat there in the attic, and he worked it out. We don't exactly know what the resolution was. We don't have any reference to know what the pitaron was exactly. But there's something else I want to mention here, too. If you look at the end of that Torah, in the last year, Psukim, the Tzvadim actually, they conclude that Torah, the Pasuk Tezvot, and the Ashkenaz go on. And they read the following Psukim, reading the Zion Yuches. Again, the Nasi is giving a gift to one of his children. It's a heritage. He makes a gift to one of his subjects. So then that remains Achnas HaDror. Then it goes back to the Nasi. Achnachlosu banavan yeah. The people should not be scattered, each man from his holding. What's going on over here? This talks about another chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? Eretz Yisrael was already subject to chalukah. There's Yeshua ben Nun. It was divided among the Shvatim. So what's the nature of this chalukah that's taking place over here? Yeshua did a chalukah, Zayin Shechukum, Zayin Shechibshu. 7 years of Kibur, 7 years of chalukah. And we know that the dinim of Tumas of Isis, Shemitah of Yovel, that only with knowing after Yadal Shanim after 14 years. And the Rambam points out, it's bound by Sheni, the midst of Shemitah of Yovel, Tumas of Isis, is only with the Abana. One Tumas of the Beis Halevi, about this topic, but whatever the case is, here, the Novi is speaking about the Cheskel, Eretz Yisrael being divided into 13 sections, 12 Shvatim, and one seemingly for the government. What exactly is happening over here? Why is it only, again, a Chalukah that was apparently rendered null and void prior to this, and you need a new Chalukah? Why is that so? What's the nature of that? It's also very difficult to understand exactly, and the Farshim have a field day trying to figure it out, what exactly the nature of this chalukah is, but clearly, as I said, it's something which is futuristic in nature, something that has to do with the future of Klal Yisrael, the Eisa Mashiach. They say over, in the name of the name of many Achronim, that when we speak about ownership in Eretz Yisrael, there are really two different types of ownership. Number one, individuals. Tesis writes, and the word of Koskin, all of us own Dalar Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Each individual Jew has Dalar Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they talk about it in the context of Malkam Kvura. They're Mechuyiv Apidin to give you Dalar Amos in Eretz Yisrael. That's something that each one of us owns individually. And then there's a kind of collective kind of ownership. Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha, Hilal, Me'al, Masein, the Gemara says about Basra, and all of us own Eretz Yisrael. Collectively, I'm talking about. So here they have a Haftocha to Klal Yisrael as a nation, not individuals, but we're talking about that as a nation, there's going to be a new Chalukah required, and again, the Nasi being the Melech HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and somehow this Chalukah is going to be, as I said, of a different nature than that which is the norm. Okay, I'm just presenting to you one of the probably the main difficulty which the Gemara already raises, and how the Mefarshim attempt in some form or fashion to deal with this difficulty. But it's clear that the Chanukah Sambaluim is a massive time of Simcha for Klal Yisrael with the advent of Mashiach and the Kadol to bring in these new Karbanos. There's a Ramban at the end of Parshat Naso, very beautiful Ramban. Ramban says that there's a mitzvah the Doros, that whenever there's a chinuch of Beis Hamikdash, that we make a major Simcha. L'chein Asa Shlomo Chanukah Sabayis, that's L'shem HaMelech, did a Chanukah Sabayis, the Tziv, of course, the Sukkim in Tanakh, V'chein Anshin Gres Hagdola, similarly, they also made a Chanukah Beis Hamikdash, V'chein Nimos HaMashiach, and which passage does the Ramban quote? Right here, Sukkim Vim Becheskel, Shenema, of course, the Sukkim, a whole series of Sukkim, V'chanukah L'Mizbeach B'Miluim, V'idei Tiyah Im Yizu HaMitzvah Ki'inyan, similar to what happened prior to this, and all the other Miluim, namely the Torah describes them, as I said, Tetzaveh and Shmini, Bizman HaMishkan, and then of course the Chanukas HaMishkan, or Chanukas HaMikdash, there's the Shlomo HaMelech, and then we have Ezra, and now we have also Lasi Babo. This is what's going to be this futuristic kind of Chanukas HaMiluim, which in effect is Mechayev, a major Simcha, a major Seuda. I get a kach, where there's a Gemara in my cotton and that test. There's a cloud that we're all familiar with. The Gemara says, if you haven't sinful, you're sinful. The Gemara says, why can't you get married on Yom Tov? Because you can't mix two different smachot. No, gives another time, the samach v'chagiachem lo v'ishlecha. You can't focus on both. But one time is, if you haven't sinful, you're sinful. And the Gemara indicates to us that, the Meshul HaMelech, the Gemara calls this pasuk. I'm reading from the Gemara here. Vayash Shalom v'yisrael yisachad v'chol yisrael imo. It's a haftarah that we read. Kal Gadol. And the Gemara says that day or that year, they didn't observe Yom Kippur. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur. Well, you dog, if they were worried, maybe Chas V'Shol, they behaved inappropriately. Shem and Ischayiv Sonei Shal Yisrael Kloyo, Yotzav Aslov Yomelayim, Kulchem Zuman V'Chayilim Abba. Don't worry. You're going to get Olam Haba even though you ate and had a big Simcha on Yom Kippur. My Dvarashi, the Gemara said, what's the Mokar? Amru Kavachemen. Uman Mishkan Shekhi Dushasa Dushasa Ilam. The Mishkan, which is only of a temporary nature of the Kedusha. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan basically its Kedusha was dissipated. Bikor ben Yochid Doches HaShabbos. The Issa Skila, Shabbos and Issa Skila, come Yavin is still Doches Shabbos. Mikdash. The Kedushasa Kedushasa Ilam. The Karban Tzibra of Yavin Kippur of Danish Karis of Kalshkein. So the Gemara says a tremendous Kiddush that the Chanukah and Siyam that was done between Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't simply a Nebuah or Rasha, but rather it was much more than that. That there's an obligation to make the Eis Chanukah and Mikdash a major Yom Tov. There's an obligation to make a major festive kind of occasion, and that's why Chazal here have a Kal Vachomer to make a Yom Tov Eis Chanukah by Rishon, and so too they brought Karbanos of Bilu and Be'ezra, and they're going to bring Lost in Lavo, and that's exactly what the Rabbi Yecheskel here is talking about. Again, the Bidna Vaisa Shlishi, Shebana Bimari Amenu, and the Sevi Yecheskel, that's what the Malvin here basically says. He points out his perish on Yecheskel here, Bende. So, in reality, not only is there a mitzvah to make a Yom Tov, Bishas, Chanukas Abayis, but even the Doros, there's such an Inyan, Chanukas Abigdash, is Aloha the Doros, and that's exactly what we learned from this Pasha in Yecheskel. Just by way of closing, I'll just mention that it's interesting that the actually I Xeroxed it. If you look at the Malbim is a tremendous parish on Tanakh in general. People don't have time to learn it because it's very long-winded. But the Malbim really, to a certain extent, was the one who opened up the Tanakh. And the Malbim was deciding a massive on the Chacham. He's mostly known for his Perush on Tanakh. More so than for what he wrote many Sforim and Halacha. Shabur quotes the Sforim and Halacha quite often. Almost like every other Ovid, Shabur quotes his Sefer and Halacha. But he's more well known for his Perush HaTanach than he is for his Svarim and Halacha. Okay, I guess that's the mazel that different people have. So in his Perush over here, he tries to explain many elements of this Haftarah that I described to you a few moments ago. And then at one point, I just wanted to read the Lashon of the Malbim, so he clearly sees this entire Haftarah as being, as I said, of a futuristic nature. That's really where this Yisod that I said over today comes from. Maybe I wanted to mention one other thing as well, but just I'll end with this Malbim. He points out that this is the Chanukas HaMiluim Lost in Lavo, based on Mashiach, and it will be obviously greater than probably anything else that we ever experienced. And as a result, we have all kinds of components that are not the regular kind of Kabbalah, so normally everyone. There's another interesting element here that I want to bring your attention to, which is very significant. It's halacha when you walk into a shul or into a Beis Medrash. So take a look at the psukim I want to read. They look here in the Perek Mem Vav, the end of the Haftarah, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Beis. Ubar nasi derech ulam hashar. And the Navi goes on to explain the pasuk Ches and Tes. And this is a very famous halacha regarding entry and departure from a shul, from a Beis Medrash. I don't know exactly what your position on the matters mean, what you do, halacha l'maaseh, but here we know there's a din that you can't use the Beis Medrash or Beis HaKnesset as a kapandaria. That's a Gemara, that's a Mishnah. In a number of places, Megillah, Brachos, kapandaria means you can't use it as a shortcut. So what do you do if you have to, let's say it's pouring cats and dogs, and you need some shelter? Are you allowed to go? The Gemara will discuss this. Are you allowed to go to a shul in order to get shelter? The answer is only if you're going to sit down and learn. If you're going to sit down and learn, say psukim or learn whatever you decide to learn, you'll have to do so. But in general, one of the halachas is relating to, and this also is relevant in terms of how people walk about a shul, namely, how you go in and how you go out. So my father was shown, even though one could argue, that it's not necessary, because the Eruv Kodesh is essentially covered with the baroches, and it also has generally doors, but my father would walk into the shul, the way all of us walk into a shul, and my father would never walk out of the shul, but always back out of the shul. That's what people do, by the way, by the Pesel Maharavi. They back out of the Pesel Maharavi. The problem is you have to be careful not to back out to somebody. The idea is to back out without Chas V'Shalom in any way bumping into anyone or something of that sort. But that's a din. And this din is seen also embedded here. Above the Shah Tzofon, Yetzir the Shah Neged. The idea is to try to delay your departure from the shul. And so you don't go out necessarily through the same entrance that you came in, but rather you go out to a more circuitous, longer kind of entrance. Because obviously, it's the mitzvah to remain in the Beis Medrash, in the shul. It's a famous Rambam. Rambam says, Shahashihiya Shah, staying in the shul, staying in the Beis Medrash, midiri ha-mitzvah, shenemar ashrei, Yoshua Mitzvah. Pointed out many times already, this is the Rambam in his very unique translation of Asher Yoshua Mitzvah. The simple shot, Asher Yoshua Mitzvah, happy are those who dwell in your home. How the Rambam understand it? Happy are those who sit in your home. And this is the Rambam Shitasa. The Rambam has a Shita in the fourth paragraph of Sunnah, the Rosh calls it. It's quoted by the Rambam himself, the Mishnah Torah as well. When you make Kiddush on Sukkot night, you make it standing. Why? Because you're going to make a bracha afterwards, Leshiva Sukkah. What does that mean, Leshiva Sukkah? Literally, to physically sit in the Sukkah. So you want the mitzvah to be, Ayman Asiyasam, prior to the Asiyasam mitzvah, you stand. And then when you say Leshiva, then you sit. So the Rambam interpreted here, Ashri Yoshrei, happy are those who sit in the Sukkah. The Rambam Shita was reflected by Sfardim, who generally do not stand the Chlal during the entire Davening, with the exception of Shmoneh. The Shiat Tzibur stands, Kavanat Tzibur. But as far as the Tzibur is concerned, they do not stand. They sit the entire Davening, including Kaddish. Doesn't make a difference. Only Shmoneh Esrei they stand. Why? Ashri Yoshrei Yisrecha. Hayeshiva Shabbizkiya Mitzvah Yisrelem, Ashri Yoshrei Yisrecha. Now, so let you point out one of the Mishurim, that's the chiddush between the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azorah L'Malchim Yisdovid Ulbad. You're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, only Malchim Yisdovid. So what's the proper posture in the Beis HaMikdash? Yishtachavah, as we say every morning. Atov Olecha Yaakov Yishtachavah Yisrael, Alibro Chasnachavah Yisrachah, Eshtachavah Leichel Kotchav Yisrachah. Or the Pasha Bikurim, Yikisavo, why is that so? There's a basic distinction between Mikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Say the Absolution. Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara said in the last parak of Brachos, it's like my home. So in your home, you feel comfortable. In your home, you obviously sit. In your home, you make yourself obviously as commodious as you possibly can. Because it's your home. And the Beis HaMikdash is not your home. It's the home of Hashem Yisbarach. We are guests in the home of Hashem Yisbarach in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaKnesses, we are the Balabatim. And Rasul Eishi brought a very cute raya from the Gemara in the first paragraph of Brachas. Hashem comes to see what's happening in Shul. There's no minyan. Madua Basi Ve'ish, Karasi Ve'ineinah. Why did I come and there's no minyan? Because obviously the minyan has a certain koach that we don't have as yechidim, as individuals. So Hashem and the Beis HaKnesses comes as an oreach. And we are me'areach. We are the hosts. Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, they obviously, we are the guests, HaGadosh Baruch Hu is the host. So therefore, what is the proper tone that should prevail in Beis HaMikdash? Esh Abzol Sei Tishmoru U'Mikdash Yitiro, the tone of Yira, we must discuss in Yavamis. Mashenki, the Beis HaKnesses, there the proper tone is the tone of Kovid. So we feel comfortable in the shul. After the Kav, where people feel so comfortable, I went to the Menachem Avel. Today I went to two Nichol Avelims. One was Yerushalayim, and the other was in Pisgat Zev, spent the whole day in it. And so it happened that both sets of people happened to be in Chutzar, so both sets of Avelin were in Chutzar. And they told me, after observing behavior of many people in shuls and Chutzar, You understand now why they live in Eretz Yisrael. Among the thousand reasons to make Aliyah, Harav Chaim Krishna. This is one of them. Namely, that Baruch Hashem, the Koran here is much more serious, take it more seriously than it is sometimes the Chutzaras. Of course, they should take the Koran there. That should not be a factor whether you make Aliyah or don't make Aliyah. You have to behave in a proper way in the shul. There's a certain kind of decorum that really is relevant to shul, but that decorum is not the same as a Beis HaMikdash. There, the decorum is one of Yerah, Meir HaMikdash. Mashenkin, Beis HaKnesset, it's more common. You look at the Rambam, you see clearly. So this is also another halacha that's derived from here. Once you try to remain in the Beis HaKnesset as long as one can, you go in one way, you try to go out, stay as long as you can, go out in a totally different direction. And this also is a halacha that actually is relevant in Bechlal, in general, how one deports oneself, the kind of cover that one has for the Mitzvah Knesset, the Mitzvah Mikdash, the Mitzvah Medrash. So this, the Mitzvah Hashem, the Mitzvah Torah, we're going to read this coming Shabbos, is a portent, a loss of love, and all the way we should be Zeicher, the Mitzvah Hashem, that this should come to fruition, be Amenu, and Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully be Korov, it should be realized, Amen.
Would you like to do it?
If you have some wood, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
We still can't tell where Mashiach's coming from. So we don't know when, which, how much time between Mashiach's coming.
Exactly. Don't doubt. Can I just tell you for a moment, if you don't mind, to put back the question outside. Thank you very much. Shabbat shalom.